Welcome all our friends tonight to attend our evangelical service. May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Before our message tonight, let us bow our heads in silent prayer.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our evening service. Let's rise and sing hymn 276. We thank you.
你虽然原来在天上享受诸般的荣华,
that though you were in heaven, enjoying wonderful grace and glory,
但是你降世为人,
but you came into this earth as a man,
要把神的国从天上带到人间,
to bring your heavenly kingdom into this world for humankind.
你应许在我们的国度里面有公义平安喜乐,
and you have promised that in your kingdom there is righteousness, peace, and joy.
也应许在你的国度里面我们有永生,
and you also have promised us that in your kingdom there will be eternal life.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you that your kingdom has come onto earth.
求主你的圣灵打开我们心,
may your Holy Spirit open up our hearts so that we can see clearly the profound mysteries of your kingdom, that we can receive your kingdom in our hearts, and that we can enjoy heaven on earth. Lord, please bless and guide tonight's service, and may your name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated.
俄百教会的唱诗班的献诗, 接下去请黄传道来正道。
We'd first like to invite the Irvine Choir to present a few hymns, and then invite Pastor Huang to deliver the message tonight.
哈利路亚，各位亲爱的朋友，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all of our friends and visitors tonight.
非常高兴今天晚上可以跟大家再一次在这边参加福音的聚会。
We're delighted that we can be here together to share the word of God together.
今天晚上是我们第三晚的福音的聚会。
This evening is our third night of evangelical services.
今天晚上我们想要跟大家一起来谈的一个主题是耶稣是真的。
And tonight the topic I'd like to share with everyone is Jesus is real.
第一天晚上我们谈到到底有没有神。
The first night,we talked about whether God existed.
我们证明是有神的。
And we have proven that God exists.
而且这位神就是天上的这位主耶稣基督。
And this God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那昨天我们谈到主耶稣基督告诉我们要到这边来。
And yesterday we studied the Lord Jesus said, "Come to me."
因为主耶稣就是生命的粮。
For he is the bread of life.
到这边来的人就不饿。就不可。
And all those who come to him will shall not hunger nor thirst.
因为他们的生命可以得到充实。
For their life can be revived.
不只是肉体的生命。
And not only in the fleshly body.
神要给我们的天啊，主耶稣要给我们的更好的是属灵灵魂的生命。
But even better yet, the Lord wants to give us a new spiritual life.
在这个时代我们肉体要得到饱足，事实上是很容易的。
In times like these, it is very easy for us to fulfill our hunger or thirst.
所以在美国应该是没有饿死的。
And so.There are very few people in America that have starved to death.
不过很多什么高血压啦、心脏病啊、中风啦，应该很多。
The problems that we have are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and people getting stroke.
我们真的吃得非常的好。
Because we eat too well.
请你要相信我们吃一餐，小弟曾经去一个国家叫做菲律宾，他们可以吃大概五六餐。
And believe me when I tell you that one of our meals is equivalent to five or six meals in the Philippines, which I've recently visited.
或者是说更多。
Or even, perhaps even more.
不管是数量或质量，他们都没有更好跟我们吃的比啦。
They cannot compare to us in the quality nor in quantity.
主耶稣可以给我们的是肉体与心灵灵魂的生命。
But what the Lord can give us is not only in the flesh, but rather life in our in the spirit.And in our body and soul.
今天在这个时代，我们灵魂要得到充满啊，要得到喜乐是更困难。
And these days, it's very hard for us to fill our soul.
那来主耶稣这边，主耶稣让我们得到满足。
So when we come to Lord Jesus, He fulfills our needs.
他要给我们生命。
He will give us life.
那或许有些弟兄姐妹就很多亲戚朋友就会这样想啊。
And perhaps some of our friends here may think.
你说耶稣是救主。
You claim that Jesus is the Savior.
你说耶稣说到我这里来可以得到平安。
And you say that Jesus said, "Come to me, and you shall receive peace."
就可以得到生命。
You shall receive life.
但耶稣真的来过这个世界吗？
But did Jesus really come into this world?
你怎么证明耶稣来过这个世界？
How can you prove he came here?
你要证明给我看啊。
Prove it.
他真的来到这个世界，他才有真的为我钉在十字架上嘛。
And if he came into this world, then he would have been crucified for me.
那按照你所说的这样子，我才可以得救嘛。
And so according to what you have said, then in that way I can receive salvation.
不过如果耶稣没有真正来过这个世界
，But if Jesus did not actually come into this world，
或耶稣的故事只不过是一个童话的故事
，Or his story is just something like a fable，
那只是他安慰我们的。
It's only written to comfort us.
耶稣不是一个实在的人物。
And Jesus is not a real person.
或者他根本没有来过这个世界。
Or if he's never come into this world.
那不是白搭了吗？那我为什么要来这边来相信耶稣啊？
Now then why should I come here and believe in him?
我相信有位神。
I believe there's a God.
你告诉我这位神就是耶稣。
But you're telling me that this God is Jesus.
不过你要告诉我耶稣是真的。
But you have to tell me that Jesus is real.
你要证明他真的来过这个世界。
You have to prove that he has been on this earth before.
今天晚上小弟用短短的时间来跟他谈这个主题。
And tonight I'd like to use a short time to discuss this topic.
耶稣只是一个安慰人的童话故事吗？
Is Jesus, the story of Jesus, but a fable to bring comfort, to people?
只是白雪公主的故事吗？
Is it a story like Cinderella or Snow White?
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
耶稣真的存在。
Jesus existed.
而且耶稣就是救主。
And he is the Messiah and the Savior.
我来证明给你们看。
And I will prove it tonight.
其实在耶稣还没有来到这个世界上之前。
Even before Lord Jesus came into this world.
在公元前七百多年。
In 700 BC.
也就是说离我们现在2700多年前。
Which means about 2700 years ago.
就有一位先知他这样预言。
There was a prophet that prophesied.
我们看以赛亚书第七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Isaiah 7 verse 14。
十四节。
Verse 14。
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫做以马内利。我们看后面那个有个那个 中文的一个括号，就是神与我们同在的意思。好，这个地方神，天上这位真神啊，他借着一个先知叫做以赛亚先知讲了这么一段话。
And God through the prophet Isaiah said these words.
他说啊，神要给我们一个兆头。
He said that behold, they shall the Lord will give you a sign.
那这个兆头一定很不自然的啦。
And so this sign is supernatural.
一定非常非常的特别的。
It must be something special.
如果是一个非常普通的，那就不叫兆头了。
If it was an ordinary sign, it wouldn't be considered a sign.
那这个兆头是什么？
So what is this sign?
他说会有童女怀孕生子。
It says that a virgin shall conceive a son.
童女是不可能怀孕生子的。
A virgin can never have children.
不过有一天会有童女怀孕生子。
But one day a virgin shall conceive.
那会给他大家会给他起名叫做以马内利。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
为什么大家会说以马内利？
Why do they call his name Emmanuel?
因为这位就是神。
Because that is the Lord God.
神要跟我们同在。
And he will be abiding with us.
这是在公元前700多年的时候啊，一个先知，神界的先知讲的话。
And this was prophesied 2700 years ago through a prophet Isaiah.
那后来有没有成就呢？
And so was it fulfilled?
我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章
Matthew chapter 1
18节
Matthew 1 verse 18
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他的母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，却还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。19节
19
他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。20节
20
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的胎是从圣灵来的。21节，她要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为她要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。22节，这一切的事成就是要应验主借着先知所说的话。23节，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称她为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。这是在700年以后发生的事情。
And this incident occurred 700 years after the prophecy.
在公元前四年。
4 BC.
啊，有一个人，有一个妇人叫做玛利亚。
There was a virgin named Mary.
她要去，她已经许配给一个丈夫叫做约瑟。
And she was betrothed to a man named Joseph.
可是还没有正式迎娶啊。
But they were not officially married.
那约那个怀玛利亚就怀孕了。
And so she conceived.
约瑟是一个义人。
And Joseph was a just man.
他是一个好人。
He was a good man.
哎，奇怪，我的太太，我们又没有结婚，她怎么会怀孕呢？
He may be wondering, we're not married. How can my wife be conceiving?
他就想要把玛利亚暗暗的把她休掉。
And so he tried to put her away secretly.
当他在想我应该怎么做的时候，
and while he was still thinking those thoughts,
就神的使者就向他显现了。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him.
他说：“约瑟，约瑟，你不要怕，你只管娶过来。”
Says Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take to you marry your wife."
你的玛利亚，你的妻子玛利亚，她是从圣灵怀胎的。
Because for that is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
这要应验在700多年前先知所说的。
It is to fulfill what the prophet has said 700 years ago.
说必有圣灵。必有童女怀孕生子。
The virgin shall be with child.
人要称他为以马内利。
They shall call his name Emmanuel.
因为神，他降生啊，玛利亚所生的是神来到这个世界。
Mary gave birth to God onto this earth.
神成了肉体来到这个世界。
God became flesh onto this earth.
所以在这个约翰福音里面啊，他就这样啊为主耶稣做见证。我们看约翰福音第一章。
In the gospel, let's turn to the gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章第一节
John chapter 1 verse 1
这是另外一个人的见证
This is a witness from another person
第一章第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
太初有道道与神同在道就是神这个地方讲说时间的一开始就道
Here it says that in the beginning of time was a word
其实天上这位真神不只创造我们属物质的世界他也创造时间
And our true God in heaven not only created the physical things of this world, He also created time.
因为还没有这个属物质的宇宙还没有出现之前，时间是没有意义的。
Even before the physical universe came about, time had no meaning.
当这个世界被创造的时候，时间同时存在了。
And after the universe was created, time was put into being.
那在这个宇宙的一开始呢，有一个道。
And in the beginning, was the Word.
那这个地方讲到道就是神。
And here it says that the Word was God.
那我们看第十四节。
Let's also read verse 14.
这个道呢，成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的恩典有慈有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这个地方讲到道成了肉身来到这个世界。
It says here that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
正是耶稣的荣光。
This is the glory of Jesus Christ.
那这个道就是神。
This Word is God.
也就是说，耶稣就是神。
Which means that Lord Jesus is God.
他成了肉身来到这个世界。
He became flesh and dwelt with us in this world.
所以说，基本上耶稣还没有出生之前，圣经早就预言他要出现。
And so fundamentally, even before Lord Jesus was born, the Bible had already prophesied this.
而且后来他真的出现了。
And later the prophecy was fulfilled and came to being.
预言被实现。
And so the prophecy came true.
所以耶稣是真的是存在的。
So Jesus is real.
在他没来之前早就有预言了。
And before he even came into this earth, there was a prophecy of him.
你说那有见证人吗？
And so you may ask for a witness.
你说有预言。
And you said you may ask if there's a prophecy.
预言我看到了啦。
And here is the prophecy.
那圣经说他有来。
And the Bible says that he was here.
那你有没有证人？
And then do you have a witness?
怎么会没有证人呢？
How could we not have a witness?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
32节。
John 1 verse 32.
第一个证人，那个人叫做约翰。
The first witness, his name was John.
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
32节。
Verse 32.
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵，仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。33节。
33.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看，你看见圣灵降下来。住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。34节。
34.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。施洗约翰出来传悔改的道理。
John the Baptist came to preach the message of repentance.
他是一个传道工人。
And he was a worker of God.
差遣约翰起来出来讲道的是天上这位真神。
And the one who sent John the Baptist was God.
那天上这位真神告诉他。
And this true God in heaven told him.
你看到圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
That when you see a spirit descending upon the person, that's who you should baptize.
那个人就是基督。
And that is the Christ.
那个人就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
又是要来拯救世上的。
He is the one who comes to save the world.
是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
约翰说：“我亲眼看到的。”
And John says, "I have seen it with my eyes."
因为约翰亲自为主耶稣施洗。
And because John the Baptist personally baptized Jesus.
当耶稣从水里上来的时候，他亲眼看到圣灵降下来在耶稣的身上。
And when after Jesus was baptized, he saw that the Holy Spirit descended from heaven onto the Lord Jesus.
不止他做见证啊。
And not he is not the only witness.
那时候见证人很多。
At the time, there were many witnesses.
因为那个时候很多人跟随耶稣。
Because many people followed Jesus.
所以后来主耶稣的门徒他们跟随主耶稣至少三年以后。
And so there are disciples of Jesus that followed him after 3 years.
主耶稣升天
After Jesus had ascended into heaven.
他们为主耶稣做见证。
They had testified for the Lord.
我们看使徒行传第五章。
Let's turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。第二十八节
，Acts 5 verse 28，
五章二十八节
，5:28。
我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。二十九节
，29。
彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺服神，不顺从人是应该的。”三十节
，30。
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们的祖宗神已经叫他复活了。三十一节
，31。
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王就。做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。三十二节。
32。
我们为这个事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。那个时候跟随过耶稣的门徒到处在那个耶路撒冷做见证。
During that time, many of the apostles that followed Jesus Christ bore witness for him.
这件事这惹恼了那时候的公会。
And this disrupted the council at the time,
就是犹太人的公会
which is the council of the Jews.
因为犹太人的公会判耶那个，应该是说犹太人的公会促使罗马政府判耶稣死刑。
Because the council of the Jews, they used the Roman soldiers to crucify Lord Jesus Christ.
其实 耶稣的门徒在那个地方传福音是很危险的。
And it was very dangerous for the apostles to preach the message there.
可是在这个地方，公会把这些人抓起来啊，就问他们了。
And at this time, the council they arrested the people and they asked and questioned them.
我们不是严严的禁止你们不可以传吗
？He said, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in His name?"
你们为什么去传
？And why do you teach?
他们就说了。
And so they answered.
顺从神，不顺从人是应该的。
They say that they shall obey God rather than men.
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们的神已经叫他复活了。
That the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree.
他已经战胜死权了。
He had overcome death.
为什么门徒敢这样做见证？
Why were the apostles bold enough to make the testimony for Christ?
他们在那个地方做见证是要冒着生命危险的。
They put their lives in jeopardy on behalf of Christ.
他们传耶稣，他们可以得到什么东西？
What could they receive by preaching Christ?
他们那时候传耶稣得不到任何好处的。
They could receive no benefits at that time.
得到的就是危险。
All they received was a danger.
得到的可能是死刑。
What they received could have been death.
他们跟随过耶稣。
And they have followed Jesus before.
他们看过耶稣所讲的话，他们看过耶稣所行的大能。
And they witnessed what he spoke and all the miracles that he performed.
他们看到主耶稣从死里复活。
And they saw him resurrect from the dead.
所以他们不怕死。
And so they are unafraid of death.
虽然我为主耶稣做见证，我得不到什么东西。
Even though if I bear witness for Lord Jesus, I may not receive anything.
不过因为这是事实。
But this is the truth.
所以我看到，我必须说出来。
And so since I have seen the truth, I must say it out.
虽然我得不到任何益处。
Although I may not derive any benefit from it.
可是我将这个事说出来，可以让很多人得到益处。
But if I share this testimony, many people may be edified by it.
所以后来啊，保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候
，And so when Paul eventually wrote the letters to the Corinthian church,
啊，有一个传道人叫做保罗。
There is a preacher named Paul.
啊，他写一封信给一间教会，叫做哥林多教会。
He wrote a letter to a church in Corinth.
他里面就这样写到了。
And he writes in this manner.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第十五章第三节。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 3.
十五章第三节。
15 verse 3.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一。就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死的第四节
Verse 4
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活的第五节
Verse 5
并且显给基法看然后显给十个使徒看第六节
Verse 6
后来一时显给五百多个弟兄看其中一大半如今还在却又已经睡了的第七节
Verse 7
以后显给雅各看再显给众使徒看第八节
Verse 8
末了也显给我看我们看到这边就好
I'll read until here
保罗在这个地方为主耶稣做见证。
Paul bore witness to Christ here.
如果你知道保罗他的背景啊，你真的会相信他所说的话的。
If you knew the background of Paul, you would truly believe his words.
因为这个保罗以前专门在杀害信耶稣的人。
Because this Paul was the same, was a person who used to persecute Christians.
不过后来主耶稣向他显现。
But then the Lord Jesus appeared to him.
他才知道主耶稣是真的存在的。
And then he realized that Jesus really existed.
他才知道说主耶稣是救主。
And he realized that the Lord is the Savior.
所以他到处为主耶稣传做见证。
And so he boldly preached for the Lord all over the land.
所以第三节他就说了。
And so in verse 3 he says,
我当日所领受又传给你们的是什么？
I delivered to you first of all that which I also received.
就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。
Which is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and that he was buried.
后来第三天复活了。
And then he rose on the third day.
主耶稣复活这件事情很多人都看到了。
And many people witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
主耶稣先给基法看，基法就是彼得。
And Jesus was first seen by Cephas or Peter.
然后后来显给十二个使徒看。
And then he revealed himself to the 12.
后来有一次聚会的时候，有五百多个弟兄在那边，主耶稣在那边显现给他们看，所以他们五百多个弟兄都看到主耶稣复活的事实。
And one time there were 500 people gathered together, brethren gathered, and Jesus was seen by them at once.
后来又显给雅各看，又显给众使徒看。
And then he was seen by James. And then all the apostles.
保罗说最后也显给我看。
And Paul says, and at last he was seen by me.
我就是见证人。
And I am the witness.
我是一个专门杀害信耶稣的人。
And I am the persecutor of Christians.
我干嘛来相信耶稣啊？
Why should I come to believe in Jesus
Christ? 因为我已经看到主耶稣复活啊。
Because I've seen his resurrection.
我就是见证人。
So I am the witness.
这些看见主耶稣复活的人到现在一半以上都还活着啊。
And these people who have witnessed the resurrection of Christ, half of them are still alive.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候
When Paul wrote the letter to the church in Corinth,
那些亲眼看到主耶稣复活的人都还在一半以上的人都还在
More than half of those who witnessed the resurrection of Christ still were living.
哥林多教会不是一间普通的乡下教会
And the church in Corinth was not some ordinary church in the countryside.
哥林多教会如果说你去看哥林多保罗写给哥林多教会书信里面的内容你就会知道哥林多教会是一间有文化高学问有钱人的教会
If you carefully read the letters that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth you'll find that the members were very well educated well cultured and were rich
你随便讲啊这些都是大老板啊这些都是有智慧的教授啊你跟他讲说主耶稣复活他说主耶稣复活那你总是有个证据啊
And these were very highly educated peopleAnd if you claim that Jesus resurrected, they make turn around and ask, "Well, show me your proof."
你跟他讲说，看到耶稣复活了，亲眼看见的一半以上都还在。
And you say that those who witness his resurrection, more than half are still alive.
你说他就相信啊。
And if you say this, will they believe right away?
那个时候那些人都还在吗？
Because during that time, they were all indeed more than half were still alive.
你可以问嘛。
You can ask them.
是不是有可以问的？可以调查的。
Did it really happen? You can go and question them.
保罗他敢随便说谎吗？
Would Paul casually lie?
他们不敢随便说谎的。
He dared not.
因为这个是真的存在的事实。
Because this is a truth.
那你说传道，那今天有见证人吗？
And so you may ask, well, Pastor, is there a witness today?
我就遇到过很多见证人。
I've personally witnessed many witnesses.
我讲一个给你们听。
I'll share one with you.
有一个这个我们教会的姐妹她本来是在外教会当牧师
There's a sister in a church who used to be a minister in another church
后来有一次我们的弟兄姐妹到一间教去医院去当义工
And so one time some of our brothers and sisters went to do volunteer work at a hospital
那当义工的时候就在那边讲道理给那边的那个病人听
And then during this volunteer work they started sharing the message to share the gospel with the patients there
那这位女牧师刚刚也去医院探访
And this woman minister was also there visiting
她听到我们在讲道理
And she heard the gospel that we're preaching
听到主耶稣的大能
And she heard of the great power of Lord Jesus Christ
她本身就是牧师
And she was a minister herself
她就觉得很好奇
And so she felt very curious
为什么这些人所相信的跟我所知道的不太一样
Why do these people believe in Jesus that I don't really that I'm not that I don't know
那不是不一样啦就是说他们的信跟我们的信不太一样
or their faith is a little different from my faith
然后这些人讲话很有权柄
and these people speak with great authority
讲话很有力量
and they speak with power
他就说那我可以到你们教会吗
and so she asked them can I come visit your church
所以他就来教会真耶稣教会慕道
and so she came to our church to seek the truth
后来他得到圣灵
and later on she received the Holy Spirit
知道真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会
and she knew that the True Jesus Church was the only church of salvation
所以他就放弃他本来的牧师职哦
And then, so she gave up her title as the minister in the other church.
成为一个普通的姐妹。
And just became a believer.
这个是很勇敢的。
This is indeed a very bold move for her.
她回去以后就跟她先生讲。
And so when she returned home, she shared with her husband.
她先生是某一个教会的执事，不是我们教会的，某一个教会的执事。
And her husband was a deacon at a different church.
她的公公是某一个教会的长老。
And her father-in-law was an elder at some other church.
她跟她先生讲。
And so she told her husband,
你应该来真耶稣教会信耶稣。
You should come to True Jesus Church to believe in Christ.
常常跟他这样讲。
And she often told her husband this.
他先生跟他说了，我已经是信耶稣，我不止信耶稣，我还是教会的执事嘞。
Her husband says, I already believe in him. Not only do I believe in him, I'm a church deacon.
你有没有搞错啊你啊
Is there something wrong with your head?
信耶稣都嘛一样。
Jesus is the same everywhere.
不过我们教会这个姐妹很有趣啊，一天到晚就跟他先生讲说，不对啦，你要来信耶稣，你要信耶稣。他先生说，我早就信耶稣了啦。
But this sister was persistent in trying to correct her husband's mindset about Jesus.
后来有一天她先生真的被她烦得很烦啊。
And so one day he couldn't stand it anymore.
他就讲一句话。
So he said,
好，如果真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
It's okay, if True Jesus Church is the only church of salvation.
你叫主耶稣来告诉我。
Then you tell Lord Jesus to come tell me.
没有问题吧。
That shouldn't be a problem, right?
他就这样讲。
And that's what he said.
他也没办法，他又不能去指挥耶稣说，他跟他先生讲，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
And so his wife didn't know what to do. She couldn't go and summon Jesus to go tell her husband.
不过 他说他先生才四十五岁左右，而且很健康。
At the time, her husband was around 45 and in good shape, good health, in good health.
他先生是一个学校的老师。
And he was a teacher in school.
当然也是某一间教会的执事。
And he was also a deacon at another church.
隔天早上起来，他就中风了。
And so the next morning, he arose and got a stroke.
而且他中风很严重。
And it was a very severe stroke.
只有左手可以稍微动一下。
He could only barely move his left hand.
那之前啊，因为他一直不愿意听啊道理。
And before, he was very resistant on listening to the gospel.
反正你只要跟他讲什么得救的道理，他就跟你翻脸了。
Whatever you tell him about the gospel of salvation, he would throw a tantrum.
所以说啊，他就。那时候因为他躺在医院了嘛。
And so at the time, after a stroke, he was hospitalized.
他不能动啊。
He couldn't move.
他太太就去跑去跟传道讲了。
And so his wife went to seek a pastor.
传道，我先生哦，这样你可不可以去医院哦，说道理给他听
？He says, Pastor, can you go to the hospital to visit my husband and share the gospel with him?
他之前都不愿意听嘛。
Because he wasn't willing to listen before.
现在他得乖乖听啊。
And so, but now he has no choice but to listen.
因为他没有办法动啊。
Because he's immobile.
哦，传道，高兴啊
！And so the pastor was very delighted.
那个传道我跟他很熟啊，那不是我哈，不是我。
And I know him very well. It wasn't me.
哇、哦，你只要跟他让他讲，他只要有道理可以讲，他都高兴啊。
And if you just tell him to share the gospel with people, he becomes very happy.
他就会从创世纪讲到启示录给你听呢、啊。
He'll start sharing from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
哇，那个传道是这个台语叫做迷西迷的话，那个叫做。反正只要有机会，他绝对讲给你听。他绝对不会说啊，现在几点了？不会，他就一直讲。
And so this pastor is willing to share the gospel at any minute of the day or night.
然后哈，那个传道他就说，讲到一部分，他就说，哎，我现在讲了，你可以认同。如果说你可以认同，你手动一下。啊，你如果不认同，你就不要动。
And so this pastor went to visit her husband and said, if you agree with what I just said, you can move your hand. If you don't, then don't move it.
啊，他如果认同，他要动一下；啊，不认同就不动。
So he agreed with what he said, he would move his hand a little.
我这样经过一段时间哦。
And so during a period, after a period of time,
后来那个传道就被调离开了。
This pastor was reassigned somewhere else.
我就被调到那间教会去了。
And I was assigned to that church.
我知道他是我问医生来，我说。这个病到底有没有办法好、
啊、？And so I asked the doctor, is this illness curable?
他说这个太严重，而且已经太久，不可能好。他现在是植物，他这等于是类似植物人的状态这样子。
And the doctor says, since it's been a prolonged stroke, he has conditions similar to a vegetable.
不过他跟植物人不一样，是他还可以沟通，因为他手还可以动。
But he's not in a complete
vegetative. 他就是一只手可以这样动这样子。
He's not in a complete vegetative state because he can still sort of move his left hand.
而且你跟他讲话，他应该是听得到，只是他没有办法跟你回应、啊、
And if you speak to him, he can still listen to it, but he won't be able to respond.
那我们就只有祷告啦。
And so all we did was pray for him.
有一天啊，大概晚上六点五十分左右了。
And in the evening, around 6:50,
他的太太打电话给我了。
His wife called me.
传道
says, Pastor,
我的先生可以讲话了呢。
My husband can speak.
我说不可能吧。
I said that's impossible.
你先生怎么可能讲话
？How could he talk?
他中风。
He has a stroke.
手只能这样动，不可能讲话。
He can only barely move his hand.
我说你确定听到他讲话吗
？I said can you confirm that he actually spoke to you?
他说传道不只讲话，还得到圣灵啊。
She said, Pastor, not only did he speak, but he received the Holy Spirit.
我一听到得到圣灵啊，有可能。
And then when I heard that, oh, he received the Holy Spirit.
我跟他讲说，我七点半要领会，所以我现在没有办法去。明天早上我去找他。
I thought perhaps it was possible, and since I had to lead service later that night, I told her that I couldn't visit him, but I'll visit him tomorrow morning.
我很高兴啊。
And so I was very joyful inside.
机会来了。
This is the opportunity.
这是神给我的机会啊。
This is the opportunity given to me by God.
我就去，我隔天早上就去了。
And so the next morning I went to visit him.
一进到那个病房啊。
When I went into his room.
他真的讲话了呢。
He started speaking to me.
他说 ，Pastor， 他讲的不是很清楚。
He said Pastor Huang in that tone.
Pastor Huang.
He said Pastor Huang.
我会讲话了。
So、I can speak.
他真的是这样讲的。他就是刚开始他真的讲不清楚，就是这样讲。
And so he was just murmuring these words.
我说感谢神啊。
And so I said thank God.
你为什么会讲话
？How come you can speak now?
他就说了。
And so he said.
原来啊，他太太真的很用心的，真的。
So.
他太太每天下午啊，都会把他，因为他不能动，所以就把他的手这样抓过来，然后放在他的胸前。
And then his wife was very persistent that every day she would come visit her husband and put his clasp his hands together like this.
事实上，我们 实际上我们都不知道他有没有在祷告，反正他也不能出声音，反正就是我们就是把他，反正他太太就是把他这样抓过来，叫他要祷告，就跟他讲说你要祷告。
In reality, we don't know even know if he really prayed or not, but his wife went through the motions of putting his hands together and asking him to pray.
前天是下午，他也是这样做。就是今天发生嘛，昨天嘛，今天我去访问他，他昨天下午，前一天的下午。
So the day before I went to visit him, that afternoon.
那他在祷告了，他真的有在祷告。
And he was praying. He was really praying.
他就跟耶稣讲。
And so he said to the Lord,
我是一个罪人。
He says, I'm a sinner.
如果是因为我讲的那一句话。
And if it was that one word that I said,
我得罪你。
That I have sinned against you.
如果真耶稣教是唯一得救的教会。
If True Jesus Church is truly the true church of salvation.
如果主耶稣你要救我。
Lord, if you really want to save me,
求你原谅我。他祷告了。
Please forgive me. And he prayed in this way.
当他在祷告的时候。
And so during his prayer,
他就看到主耶稣显现。
He saw the Lord appear to him.
我问他说：“你怎么知道他是耶稣？”
I asked him, "How did you know that was Jesus?"
他说：“那个形象就是圣经里面讲的形象，那个就是主耶稣。他一看就知道。”
He says that image was the same as what is described in the scriptures.
他说：“耶稣啊，
he knew right away.
他说：“耶稣站在他的床尾的那个地方。”
He said that Lord Jesus appeared at the foot of his bed.
然后就看着他。
And stared at him.
然后就伸出他的手来
and then reached out his arm.
他说耶稣的手好长啊。
He says the Lord's arms are so long.
他说他站在那个床尾啊，伸到他的手啊，他手不是这样吗？就伸到他的手来握住他的手。
That at the foot of the bed, he kept the Lord Jesus kept extending his arm over onto the man's clasped hands.
耶稣跟他讲
，And the Lord said to him,
我要爱你
，I will love you.
然后就一股暖流从主耶稣身上传到他的身上。
And so there was something sort of like a heat that was transferred from the Lord to him.
然后他就开始舌头跳动，从那时候他开始会讲话。
And so that, at that time his tongue began to move, and he was moved by the Spirit, and he began to speak.
他很感动。
And he was very deeply touched.
后来他要来受洗。
And then he decided to be baptized.
不过他们全家都反对他受洗。
But their whole family was against it.
那因为是说他生病了，有几个原因就是了。首先就是他因为他生病了，然后有些人是反对他来真耶稣教会。
There are many reasons because one he was sick, the other many people resisted him coming to True Jesus Church.
为了这件事情呢，我就请了之前那个传道回来。
And due to these complications, I invited the previous pastor back.
那跟几个弟兄姐妹就去他的病房里面探访。
Along with a few brethren, we all went to his room in the hospital to visit him.
跟他的亲戚们解释什么叫做洗礼，为什么一定要再重新洗礼。
And we explained to his relatives what baptism truly was and the way to be baptized.
可是他们家人都反对。
But all of the relatives would not agree.
我记得很深，
and
很清楚。
I remember this very clearly.
我是只有一个离开病房的人。
I was the only one that left that room.
他哭啊，一个四十几岁的人哭啊。
And the 40-some-year-old man began to weep bitterly.
他说：“黄传道啊，我怎么办
？”He says, "Pastor Huang, what am I going to do?"
我要去受洗啊。
I want to be baptized.
我没有受洗就没有办法得救啊。
If I'm not baptized,
他哭啊。
I won't be saved. And so he kept crying.
我跟他讲啊。
And I said to him.
主耶稣若要救你，就会给你机会。
If the Lord is willing to save you, He will give you a chance.
你总不能抢人出来洗礼吧
？And you can't force someone out, physically force them out to be baptized.
就我们真的没办法，我们就离开了。
And so there was really nothing we could do, so we left.
要到洗礼的那一天早的前一天晚上。
And the night before the baptism day.
因为他们有说他们要洗礼。因为他们有说他们就是有写那个洗礼的报名表。
And because they had already filled out the application for baptism.
可是突然间他们家的电话，他们家有七八支电话，就是说有手机啦，他们家电话蛮多的哈，然后都突然间都全部都打不通。
And all of their we couldn't reach any of their cell phones, and they had a lot of phones in their house.
那执事会有开会决定。
And so the church council had held a meeting and decided that
如果他的信心是足够的
，if his faith was sufficient，
如果他能够突破这些阻挡
，If he can overcome all these obstacles，
我们就帮他受洗。
Then we shall perform baptism for him。
可是一直找不到他。
But we couldn't find him。
那天晚上已经到很晚都找不到他。
And that evening we went late into the night and we still couldn't reach him。
隔天早上。
And so the next morning，
我在祷告了，小弟在祷告的时候我就有一个感觉。
As I was praying， thought came to my mind。
难道就这样吗
？Is this all we're going to do？
我不相信主耶稣会这样。
I don't believe Lord will allow this to happen.
所以主耶稣就感动我，那我就祷告，然后就起来，就跟一个姐妹说：“你赶快叫那个年弟兄啊，打电话。如果说电话通了，如果说他要受洗，叫他直接去洗礼场。”
And so the Spirit moved me, and after I prayed, I got up and I talked to a sister, say, please call this brother Nian and tell this man who wants to be baptized that if he is truly wants to be baptized, meet us at the baptismal site. And so unexpectedly, after placing that phone call, we connected with him. So they thought it was quite strange as well.
原来啊，神啊，把他们所有的亲戚都支开了。
And so we found out later that the Lord had arranged for their family members to be all dispersed.
他的亲戚啊，怕他来真耶稣教会受洗。
Because their relatives were afraid that he may come to our church to be baptized.
所以轮流派人在医院里面看守。
And so they assigned family members on rotation to guard him at the hospital.
难怪电话都不通。
And so no wonder we couldn't reach him by phone.
反正我们打去的电话都不通啊。
And so all the calls we placed previously were not able to be answered.
只有那天早上。
And so that morning of the baptism,
突然间有人打电话给他的爸爸。
His father's friend actually called his father.
啊，我要带你去哪里玩呐？
Says I'm gonna take you somewhere to play.
他说不行啊，我要在这边看守啊。
He says no, I need to be here to look after my son.
啊，没关系的，没有关系，不会有人会把他抢走的，不会啦，走啦走啦。
His friend is like, don't worry about it. Well, I'll take you out, we'll have fun.
哇，他爸爸没有办法就走了。
And so the father couldn't refuse, so he went with his friend.
所以后来他爸爸很不谅解那个朋友啊。
And so later on, his father couldn't forgive his friend. And he said, my friend must have collaborated. His friend must have colluded with the True Jesus Church members. And until this day, we still don't know who that friend was. And so one of our brothers went and transported him over to the baptism site, and he was baptized.
洗礼完了以后啊,
And after baptism,
我们就圣餐礼, 洗脚礼圣餐礼,
and after the sacrament of foot washing and Holy Communion,
结束以后,
after everything concluded,
我去跟他恭喜,
I went to congratulate
他告诉我,
him. And he told me,
传道对不起,
he says, Pastor, I'm sorry.
我觉得很奇怪,
I was a bit puzzled. I asked him, why are you apologizing?
你有没有对不起我什么?
You have nothing to be sorry about.
他说昨天晚上主耶稣来找他,
and he says, last night the Lord Jesus came to visit him.
主耶稣跟他讲,
and the Lord said to him,
我要救你,
I want to save you.
你为什么不让我救?
And why will you not let me save you?
我要救你啊,
I want to save you.
你为什么不让我救?
Why do you not let me save you?
最后一次就骂他。
And so at the end, he rebuked him.
我要救你, 为什么不让我救?
I want to save you. Why do you not want to be saved
他很害怕,
by me? And so he was afraid.
他说, 我不知道怎么办啊?
He says, I didn't know what to do.
所以后来他为什么说对不起?
And so that's why he later on apologized.
他说其实我可以自己决定要不要受刑。
Because he said, actually, it was in my own decision to make
whether or not
I want to be baptized or not. I'm a 40-year-old man.
那就是表示我的信心不足啊。
And that must have indicated that my faith was not enough.
那时候他们很怕说受洗会受感染。
And at the time, the family members were afraid that when he was baptized, he may be infected by disease.
只有主耶稣很疼他。
But the Lord loved him.
他受洗那次有两个是用担架抬下去的，有两个用担架。
And during his baptism, two people lifted him into the water.
还有另外两个被受洗的人，他们是被抬着下去的。
During his baptism, there were two other people that had to be lifted into the water to be baptized.
他亲眼看到这两个人比他严重，还有一个是带维生系统下去的。
And he personally saw that these two people were in even worse condition than he was.
他觉得他很丢脸。
And so he felt quite ashamed.
他曾经是一个执事嘛。
And he used to be a deacon.
我的信心怎么那么小？
He says, why is my faith so small?
我说跟他讲说，你不要跟我道歉，你不是对不起我，你是对不起主耶稣，所以主耶稣才会去找你。
And I said, don't apologize to me. You should be apologizing to the Lord Jesus, and that's why He came to find you.
难怪主耶稣告诉你说，我要救你，你为什么不让我救？
No wonder He said to you, I want to save you. Why do you not want to be saved by me?
到今天，主耶稣还是显现。
And until this day, He still appeared to him.
那有没有见证人呢？
Until that day, the Lord appeared to him. So
当然有见证人啊，怎么会没有见证人呢？
There are still witnesses.
不只有见证人,
and there's not only witnesses,
今天教会里面有圣灵,
but today the church has the Spirit of God.
圣灵要见证有神,
the Holy Spirit shall testify that there is a God.
我们先来唱诗,
let's sing a hymn.
唱完诗我们再继续讲,
let's sing him, and then we'll share the rest of the
我们唱诗180首,
message. Let us arise and sing him 180.
祷告之前啊, 小弟来讲话有关圣灵的部分。
But before we pray, I'd like to share a little bit about the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
第十四章二十六节。
John 14, verse 26.
第十四章二十六节。
John 14, verse 26.
但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。一个人来信耶稣，一定要得到圣灵。
A person comes to believe in Jesus, they must receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵来到这个世界上，要内住在我们心里面。
He has come into this world to dwell within us.
当你有圣灵的时候，你就能够更了解神。
And when you have the Holy Spirit, then you can come to understand God a little more.
你在看圣经的时候，会有不同的感受。
And you will have a different feeling when you read the scriptures.
会让我们了解神的旨意。
And it will allow us to understand more of the Lord's will.
不只是这样，我们看第十五章二十六节。
And not only this, but let us look at chapter 15, verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。这个地方讲到圣灵要为主耶稣做见证。
Here it states that the Holy Spirit will also testify for the Lord Jesus.
耶稣是不是真的？
Is Jesus real?
他是不是来到这个世界上？
Did he come into this world?
他真的做过为我们钉在十字架上这件事吗？
Was he truly crucified on the cross for our sins?
当然，圣经里面有很多的证据。
And of course, there's many evidence in the scriptures.
当然有很多的见证人。
And there's also many witnesses.
不过我们也可以自己来体会。
But we can also experience it ourselves.
当你得到圣灵的时候。
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
你就知道主耶稣为你死了。
You will know that the Lord had suffered and died for you.
你就自然知道主耶稣是真的了。
And you will know that the Lord is real.
我曾经到一个地方
I once went to a place
去传福音给一个卖水果的先生
To preach the gospel to a man selling fruits
我都跟他讲说我叫他水果大王
And I called him the fruit king
这是我对他的称呼
And this is my moniker for him
因为他姐姐是我们教会的姐妹
And his sister was a sister in our church
他姐姐真的很希望他可以得救
And his older sister really wished that he could be saved
所以每次访问他姐姐就带着我说传道走了我们去找我弟弟了我们去吃水果
And so every time we were doing visitation his older sister would drag me along and say let's go visit my brother and eat some fruit
你想常常去人家那边吃水果真的很觉得很不好意思
and I felt a little embarrassed always going there to eat his fruits
所以我都称他说水果大王不好意思啊我们又来了
and so I say oh fruit king I'm very sorry that I'm here to eat your fruits again
他说没关系啊传道来我欢迎你来
and he says no problem just come on in
我常常讲我就每次去就讲道理给他听啊
and so every time I go I preach the gospel to him
他都听得津津有味他很喜欢听道理
and he really enjoyed listening to it
不过他的结论都是这样
but his conclusion was always the
same 每次要结束他的结论就是传道你讲得很好
every time we finish his conclusion would beBe Pastor, you spoke very well.
耶稣真的很爱人。
Jesus truly loves people.
我跟你讲，马祖也不错。
I tell you, Matsu, another idol god.
关公也可以。
The Buddhist Buddhist god is
不是，就是关公是一个神哈。
These other gods are not
神明哈。
These other spirits are not bad either.
哇，这个宗教都是劝人向善，很好。
And religion all guides people towards doing good.
传道下次再欢迎来吃水果。
So I welcome you back to eat fruit again.
我真的没有办法他每次去不管讲洗礼不管讲安息日不管讲主耶稣的爱反正他的结论就是说传道主耶稣很好
And so whether or not I was talking about baptism or the Sabbath or the Holy Spirit his conclusion is always the same Pastor, it's good
不过关公马祖也不错
But these other spirits and gods are not bad either
我在想说这个姐妹一定想说这个传道大概没有什么能力
And then I'm sure that the sister is probably thinking that this pastor is not very effective
不过他也会来教会就是了
But,
他也会来教会哦、
but he's also willing to attend services.
我就跟他讲啦
And so I said to him,
兄弟啊
Brother,
只有一位神啊
I said, pal, there's only one God.
你跟他讲只有一位神他会安静啊
And if you tell him one, there's only one God, he becomes silent.
不过他心里是说关公也不错
But in his heart, he would say, well, these other gods are not bad either.
他来前面祷告哦 他会来前面祷告哦
But he's also willing to come to the front to pray.
他那关公也不错怎么可能得到圣灵那是不可能的
And so in his heart, he still thinks that these other gods are pretty good too. So how could he ever receive the Holy Spirit?
后来我就跟他讲说，因为他后来遇到一些困难，我就跟他讲说，你要相信独一的真神。
And so later on, he faced some adversity, and I encouraged him by saying, "You need to believe in the one true God."
不要再三心两意的，什么关公也不错。你不要以后不要再跟我讲什么关公，只有一位神。
And don't waver or be wishy-washy, saying that there's other gods that are good as well.
他说我先想看了。我想想看。
He says, "Let me go back and think about this."
所以用想的会有结果吗
？And so, do you think he can really come to any kind of conclusion?
怎么用想的怎么会有结果
？How can he come to a conclusion by thinking about it?
你来到神的面前哈，你就跟主耶稣说：“主啊，我相信只有一位。
”And so I said, "Just come forward and then just confess that, Lord. I believe that there's only one God."
求主耶稣，你给我圣灵。
And ask the Lord Jesus to give you, to bless you with the Holy Spirit.
不要再想其他的。
And don't think about anything else.
我当然他。他这个人很单纯啊，哦，那因为他遇到困难嘛，所以他就，好吧，他就说他要试试看。
And he was a simple person, and since he was also facing adversity at the time, he decided to give it a try.
其实来到神的面前，一定要有信心才可以的。
So we really need to have a lot of faith when we come before God.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
人非永信就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这个是圣经告诉我们。
And this is what the scripture tells us.
人如果没有信来到神的面前，根本得不到神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
既然我们来到神面前
了，And since we have come before God,
既然我们都已经跪在前面了
，And since we are already here kneeling in the front,
我们就要信有神。
Let us believe that there is a God.
独一的真神。
And there's only one true God.
而且相信你跟他求，他会垂听。
And believe that if you ask of him, he will listen.
神从来不开玩笑。
And God does not joke around.
他说一就是一，他说二就是二。
He says one is one and two is two.
我就跟他讲，你要认真祷告。
And I told him that you need to pray intently.
经过一段时间啊，有一次布道会啊，他就跪在大概这个位置。
And so during one of the evangelical services, he knelt around that area.
哇，就得到圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣很怜悯他。
And the Lord had mercy on him.
哇，他很高兴啊。
He was very joyful.
他说传道真的有神呢。
He said, "Pastor, there truly is a God."
耶稣就是神。
Jesus is the Lord.
我说耶稣就是神，我知道。
And I said, "I know Jesus is God."
那现在关公不是神了哈。
And now, 关公 these other false gods are not a god.
你下次不要再跟我，你下次不要再跟我讲关公也不错。
And so don't tell me about 关公。
他说：“传道，我知道，我知道。”
And so he says, "Pastor, I know this."
他就回去了哈。
And so he went back home.
他一回去啊，他就跟他太太讲。
And so he went back and shared with his wife.
他太太没有信。
And his wife was a unbeliever.
那个时候还没有信啊，那个时候还没信。
His wife at the time was an unbeliever.
我跟你讲哦，我到教会里面，我得到圣灵了。
He says, "I tell you, I went to church and I received the Holy Spirit."
真的有神。
There truly is
God. 耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
他太太怎么跟他讲，你知道吗
？How did his What do you think his wife replied?
因为这讲没有关系，因为这大家都知道是他太太跟他讲说。啊，你也可以得到圣灵哦。
His wife was very skeptical, saying, "What?
你这种人那么烂，也可以得到圣灵
？Even such a low person like you, scum like you, can receive the Holy Spirit?"
哦，他就怀疑呢。
And so he began to doubt.
我这么多的罪。
He says, "I have so I've committed so much sin."
我怎么可以得到圣灵呢
？And I'm such a bad person. How can I receive the Holy Spirit?
他就怀疑哦。
And so he began to doubt.
可是那天晚上已经很晚了，他也没有想什么，他就睡觉了。
And it was already pretty late in the evening, so he didn't think too much of it.
隔天早上起来，越想越不对。
The next morning, he kept thinking about it.
就害怕。
Something wasn't right, and he became afraid.
他就赶快跪下来祷告啊。
And so he knelt down and started praying.
哇，圣灵不见了。
And he no longer had the Holy Spirit.
他就非常忧愁啊。
And so he was very sorrowful.
那天晚上又来教会了。
And so that evening, he came to the church again, and he came and knelt down.
我替他祷告。
And I prayed for him. I listened to his prayer.
圣灵怎么不见了
？And I said, "How come the Holy Spirit had departed from you?"
聚完会我就问他了，哎，兄弟啊，你的圣灵呢
？And then after the service, I asked him, "Brother, what happened to the Holy Spirit?"
传道昨天回去哦，我回去的时候，我太太跟我讲，我是一个大烂人，怎么可能得到圣灵
？And he says, "Well, Pastor, yesterday I went home and I shared with my wife, and she said that I was such a crummy person. How could I receive the Holy Spirit?"
我想也是啊。
And so I think I agree with her.
我就怀疑啊。
So I begin to doubt.
今天早上起来就没有了。
And so this morning, I lost it.
我说那你不要怪我。
So I said, "Well, you can't blame me."
你也不可以怪神。
And you can't blame God.
雅各书说，怀疑的人不要想从神那边得到什么。我以前就跟你讲过了。
I told you before that in the book of James it says that people who doubt may not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
他说传道这些怎么办
？He says, "Well, Pastor, what should I do now?"
实在想很生气啊，想要跟他讲了凉拌炒鸡蛋一人分一半的、啊，很想跟他这样讲啊，可是不可以这样讲啊。我就跟他讲。 你继续求哈，求主耶稣怜悯。你要跟主耶稣说，我不是故意的。你跟主耶稣求，我帮你求，我帮你求。
And so I encourage him by saying, "Well, I'll help you pray for the Holy Spirit."
后来经过了两三天哦，到礼拜六了，已经到礼拜六了。
And so two or three days later, on the Saturday,
哇，他再次得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit again.
哇，这次圣灵充满了。
And this time he was filled
with
Spirit.
哇，他很高兴啊。
And he was extremely joyful. 起来
以后，马上把他叫来。我很怕他太太又说他什么大烂的什么的。
And so after the prayer, I told him to come up here because I was afraid his wife would tell him what a scumbag he was.
我说你有没有圣灵
？And I asked him, "Do you have the Holy Spirit?"
他说我有圣灵。
He says, "Yes, I do."
那你太太如果说你是大烂的呢
？And I said, "What if your wife says you're such a scumbag?"
主耶稣已经给我圣灵了。
And he says, "Lord," I mean, he said, "Pastor."
我不会怀疑了，这次我不会怀疑了。
I will not doubt.
哇，他很高兴。
I will not doubt this time. He was very delighted.
他以前只相信耶稣不错了，不过关公也可以。
In the past, his belief was that Jesus is good, but the 关公, the other God, is not bad either.
我真的想尽各种办法，都是没有办法。我吃了他很多的水果。
And so whatever method I tried, nothing worked, but I did eat a lot of his fruits.
我很感谢神。
But thank God.
他得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵亲自为主耶稣做见证。
And the Holy Spirit testified for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他也体会到一个人在应该怎么样来相信耶稣。
And he also experienced how a person should come to believe in Christ.
我们相信耶稣是不可以怀疑的。
That when we come to believe, we cannot doubt.
一个怀疑的人不要想从神那边得到什么。
A person who doubts and wavers cannot expect to receive anything from God.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
我们现在就是要来祷告。
We're going to pray now.
我建议大家求圣灵。
And I encourage everyone to pray for the Holy Spirit.
祷告的方式很简单。
And the method of prayer is actually quite simple.
就是第一句要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First, you pray by saying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
讲一次就好了。
You need to say this. You only need to say this once.
然后你就不断念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then continue praying by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚就是赞美天上的神的意思。
Hallelujah essentially means praising the Lord.
好，所以说我们就是不断的赞美天上的真神。
And so we continually praise God by saying it.
当然，如果说你心里有什么话，你当然也可以跟神讲啊。
And of course, if you have something to share with God, you can say it in your heart.
可是你不讲，神也知道。
But even if you don't say it, God knows.
曾经有一个姐妹告诉。
Now, there was once a sister that shared with me.
传道，我们来教会跟主耶稣祷告，要不要跟主耶稣报电话号码？
And she says, "Pastor, we come to church to pray. Do we need to get his telephone number?"
因为那个姐妹是一个大学生。
Because that sister was a college student.
那她来慕道。
And she was there trying to seek the word.
我就说为什么要报电话号码？
And I said, "Why do you need to carry a phone number with you?"
她说她以前去庙里面拜拜的时候。
She said that in the past when she went to the Buddhist temple,
她都听旁边的人这样说了哈。
To worship, and she heard those around her say,
我是善男信女某某人。
I am this and that person.
那我叫什么名字？
And this is my name.
我们家的住址几号？
And this is my address.
电话几号？
And this is my phone number.
那我刚才有添香油钱。我有添香油钱，我有奉献。
Oh, and also I have contributed money.
我现在要跟你求。
And I want to pray to you.
你可不要祝福错人了呢。
And don't bless the wrong person.
我说哦，所以你问我说要不要？跟主耶稣讲你的电话号码是不是
？And so that then I understood why she wanted, she thought about giving the Lord Jesus her telephone number.
他说对啊，我们现在祷告要不要跟主耶稣报我的电话号码
？She said, "Yeah, now when we pray, shouldn't I tell the Lord my telephone number?"
我说哈，你如果祷告要报你的电话号码，你来信我最好，你不要信耶稣。
I said that if you're going to pray and give them the phone number, just come believe in me. You don't need to believe in Jesus.
我们这位主耶稣他什么都知道。
Because Jesus already knows everything.
纵使你用一个感恩的心，不断的赞美天上的真神，神也会知道我们的心里的需要。
And as long as you come with a heart of thanksgiving and pray to Him, He knows our needs.
当然，你也可以将你的心里的话跟主耶稣讲。
Of course, you can share the thoughts in your mind with the Lord.
你嘴巴念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
In your mouth, just continue to praise the Lord by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你赞美神。
And we praise God.
那你心里面有什么话，你要在心里面跟神讲。
And in our hearts, whatever we want to say to God, we can share it with Him.
你不用讲出来。
And you don't necessarily need to speak it out loud.
神也知道了。
And God will know.
后来这个姐妹不但受洗。
And so this sister not only received baptism.
而且她还跑到一个非常偏远的地方，一个姐妹哦，一个人哦，跑到一个非常偏远的地方去那边传福音。我刚开始真的很害怕。她不害怕，我害怕。
忏悔。
啊？传福音。
Oh, 传福音啊。And so being a single lady, she actually was bold enough to go out and to far away, distant places to preach the gospel by herself.
两年的时间。
And she preached this for 2 years.
后来她一个人深入那个丛林里面哦， 还把我们的步道， 还把台湾的步道团带到那里面去。
And then she even brought the event, Taiwan's evangelical team into these into the more remote areas.
因为她摸到神。
Because she had experience and touched God.
她说真的有神。
And so she confessed that there truly was God.
感谢神，现在这个姐妹已经完成她那边的工作，她已经回到台湾了。
Thank God, the sister has already completed her work and has returned to Taiwan.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
这些人为什么他们愿意这样付出啊？
Why are these people willing to sacrifice so much?
为什么他们愿意来跟随主耶稣？
Why are they willing to follow the Lord?
他们本来都有自己的信仰。
And they had their original faith before.
因为他们摸到神。
Because they had personally touched God.
他们可以，你也可以。
If they can, then so can we.
只要你有信心,
as long as we have faith,
还前面祷告,
and come forward to pray.
如果说你是第一次来的,
if this is your first time,
你会听到有人祷告了跟我们刚才讲的不一样。
And you may hear people praying in a different manner than we just explained.
其实他们就是在讲天国的话。
And they're speaking in a heavenly tongue.
啊, 就是讲灵言啊。
Which is a spiritual tongue.
你听不懂。
And so we cannot understand it.
那没有关系, 因为你本来, 因为这是神的话语。
But it's okay because it's a language of God.
我们讲方言啊。
And we call it speaking in tongues.
那, 他们, 祷告跟你是完全一模一样, 只是他讲, 就是在讲灵言这样子而已。
The prayers are exactly the same and in the intent. They are just speaking in
tongues. 那有些人圣灵感动, 他手会震动。
And some people who are moved by the Holy Spirit, they may have some bodily movements.
所以你不需要学他震动, 因为你没有圣灵感动, 除非你圣灵感动, 你会自己震动啊。
And so you don't need to mimic their body movements unless you're moved by the Holy Spirit.
也不是每一个人手都会震动。
And not everyone who has the Holy Spirit will have bodily movements.
所以你只要眼睛闭着, 手合起来, 跪在那边祷告就可以了。
And so you just need to focus, close your eyes, and clasp your hands together, and pray to God.
你要记得。 要存着信心来前面祷告。
And remember to pray with faith.
我们现在用20分钟的时间来祷告。
And we'll use the next 20 minutes in prayer.
求主耶稣能够垂听我们的祷告。
And may the Lord listen to our prayers.
我们希望我们所有的亲戚朋友可以到前面来。
We'd like to invite all our friends to come forward to pray.
请我们带来的这些弟兄姐妹, 可以跟他们一起到前面来祷告。
And all of our brothers and sisters who brought our friends to come forward and pray with them.
求主耶稣能够彰显他的权能。
May the Lord manifest his authority and power.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord. 谢谢。